episode 278 of the AFK Podcast for the week of October 5th. I'm your host, James Flynn, and this is the PC Gaming Podcast from gamers like you. Joining me this week are my co-hosts, Logan.
Hello.
Carolyn.
What up?
And Whitney.
Hello.
Well, guys, it is pumpkin spice season. And on that note, I have my Blue Moon pumpkin spice beer. I'm just happy to be able to drink beer again.
It's vile and disgusting.
This is good beer. I couldn't have beer for like 3 years because I was on pain meds.
Oh, you're off pain meds. Nice.
Yeah, I'm off pain meds for my back. So I'm enjoying every sip of this. My week was, some of you who listen to the podcast might have tuned into Twitch or my YouTube to see me playing some Star Wars Squadrons. I think Jerry did for a little while. So far, so good. It's got a real Wing Commander 3 kind of vibe to it, and I'm digging it. Really enjoying the game. It kept crashing on my 2080 Super, like every other game crashes on my 2080 Super, so I sold my 2080 Super on eBay and bought a 5700 XT. So, yeah, I know, you were right.
Hashtag smoke life.
yeah. Curlin said, don't buy that generation. Don't buy that first generation. And I didn't listen. And this is what happens. So I sold it for $530. And I had some guy try to lowball me at 400 saying, oh, it's a used card. And, you know, the new cards are coming out. And I told him they're not in stock, dude.
I hate when people do that. It's either you buy now or you go.
Mm-hmm.
Like either you want it or you don't. Like pay what I'm asking or get the fuck on.
Right.
It's really simple.
Instead, he wanted to troll me.
Right.
He called me a scalper, and I go, how am I scalping? I go, this is an $800 card. I'm selling it for $550 free shipping. That's more than fair. He's like, oh, you'll never get that much for it. I got $530 for it.
I've been like, watch me.
Yeah, it sold within 30 minutes. It was gone. So my 5700 XT arrives tomorrow, and then I'm going to ship out that other card tomorrow as well, get paid for that. Other than that, I've been playing Greedfall and learning DaVinci Resolve. One of the things I really like about DaVinci Resolve is doing video projects. It'll use the CUDA cores. It'll use your GPU to render the video, which cuts the time down significantly when you're trying to put out a lot of content or content quickly. And Curlin knows this. I think you use DaVinci for your projects, don't you?
Yeah. I actually bought the studio version so I can run it on Linux as well and get the codec support. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, I may end up doing that eventually myself, but it's a lot faster than Adobe CS6, which is what I'm using now, which doesn't support the GPU rendering for the final, you know, in the final product. It'll do it in the preview, but not for the final, whatever you call that, rendering. Let's see, I talked about my 2080 Super issues with new games and crashing on Call of Duty.
So do you have the 5700 already?
No, it comes tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
I ordered it today, and it'll be here tomorrow thanks to Amazon's quick shipping.
Oh, nice. What brand did you get?
Power Color or Power Cooler?
Power Color, the Red Devil with the three fans?
No, it's a two fan. It was on sale for $379.
Oh, okay.
So I figure I'll take the baby Navi and put it in my land rig after Big Navi's been out for a while, I'll pick up a Big Navi from my main rig and then throw the baby Navi in the baby rig.
Yeah.
Little mini.
It's still stout. I recently put Windows on my main machine on a separate SSD just to do some testing. Mm-hmm. And I was surprised how much faster some games were in running native Windows versus how quick they already were being translated through Wine and Proton and everything on the Linux side. So, yeah.
Yeah, I watched some side-by-side videos with it runs neck and neck with the 2080 on most games, and in some games the 2080 Super, so it'll hold me over until I get my hands on Big Navi.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't wait for that, by the way.
Still, I know. Yeah, I'm afraid there's going to be a shortage just like with the other ones, and I'm tired of paying over MSRP, so I'm just going to wait.
Yeah, from everything that I've heard is that it's going to be a hard launch. Like they've been stocking chips yeah. for a while now.
I hope so. That'll let me get it yeah. even sooner.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I was going to use DaVinci Dissolve to make my wife a, this is coming up on the 6th is our 19th year wedding anniversary. So I was going to kind of reshoot re-edit our wedding video with some pictures from when we were dating and everything and put that to some music for her as a anniversary gift. But honestly, I think I'm running out of time. So since she doesn't listen to the podcast, she won't know what she's missing.
Oh, it's so sweet though.
If I have time, I'm going to try to get it done, but it just, I'm doing it as I'm learning DaVinci Resolve. So there's it takes longer than it actually should take.
Well, even if it takes a little longer, I'd still do it and finish it because that's still super sweet.
What's nice is my wedding video is at least 720p because we're talking about 19 years ago. So my wedding photographer was shooting back then. HD was 720p and he shot it on these little tapes. I took it in and I had him put it on a digital copy for me in digital format. Otherwise, it would have been like 30-40. Like the old TV VHS because that's our wedding video. It's on VHS, so if I tried to put that onto a high definition television, it looks like shit.
Was it like 480i or something?
Yeah it's like 480i. Yeah,
interlaced stuff.
Yeah, so that was my week. Logan, how was your week?
Oh, my week was wonderful. I played almost no video games at all this week. A little bit of StarCraft. What we've really been playing a ton of is Among Us. That is, we talked about this last week. It is a great family game. I've now suggested that to all of my family, friends, and all the kids are playing it. It's so easy to pick up. Multiple devices, cross-platform.
We had nine people at the last game night.
Yeah, we just missed it. My son wanted to play with you guys, but he had hockey, and it ended just as you guys, like when we got home, were done.
Yeah, there's a big time difference there.
Yeah.
4 hours, I think.
So, super cool. Yeah. It was good
stuff. We had a lot of fun playing that game. It's very accessible to people who aren't normally gamers.
Yeah, I'm excited to see what they do now that they're not doing an Among Us 2, but they're going to change that into updates for this game. Mm-hmm. I want to see what they're going to come out with next. I'm not a big fan of some of the maps. Actually, like two of the maps.
The first two are okay. That third one's a little weird, a little tough. But that's what I'm hoping for are some more maps, basically. And I didn't know this. You can change the controls so that you use the WASD keys to move around.
Yeah.
I had no idea. So when I was trying to kill someone in a game, I'm running up trying to get next to him, and then I got to move my mouse all the way over to the other side of the screen to try to hit the kill button before they run away. So that it wasn't very easy to do. But my son finally gave me the tip. He's like, "Dad, you can change that to the WASD keys." I'm like, "Oh shit, thank you." And speaking of my son, I just spent an hour tonight cleaning up his PC. Hey, what's up, Drizvolta? Thanks for joining us in the chat. Cleaning up his computer because he installed a ClickBot for Roblox or something on his PC and it had a Trojan in it. And I'm like, dude, do not install this shit on your PC. It took me an hour to clean up the thousands of malware files that were downloaded to his PC because of this ClickBot he wanted to use. So I did clean everything off, and it's clean now, and it didn't spread to the rest of the machines on the network, fortunately.
Talk about lucky.
Yeah.
How did you clean it up? What did you have to do? I'm always curious when people say they've done this, because for me, a cleanup for me is wipe and reinstall Windows.
Yeah, well, I started with Windows Malicious Software Removal Tool, and then I switched to Malwarebytes, which is still the number one what the pros use to clean up for infections. And Malwarebytes is actually very thorough. And I actually have a pro license. They used to sell lifetime licenses for Malwarebytes. Now it's an annual subscription, but I've got 3 lifetime licenses from back in the day, and they still work. So I cleaned up his PC, loaded Malwarebytes up on there, and now it's running alongside Windows. And Windows has actually expanded its security dashboard quite a bit and added some exploit protection, some browser protection, and whatnot, and which is actually pretty good. The Windows built-in stuff now is pretty good if you turn it all on. But to get all the shit out of there that he had on there, that he allowed on there, you know, if you click yes, it's going to allow it on there. So I had to use Malwarebytes to get it all out. I think it was 2,200 plus infections. It's crazy. And noticed that I noticed it because his monitor wasn't turning off. It wasn't going to sleep. And then I noticed that the fan on the computer seemed to be running hard. So I opened up Task Manager and his CPU was running at 100%. But there were no processes showing.
So it was mining Monero or something.
Yeah, it was some kind of mining software that he probably got on there. So. And I'm pretty sure my nephew's PC, which is coming to me this week, because he was complaining about his CPU running at 100% and his game's kind of chugging. And I just put a 2060 in there for him. I'm like, dude, you shouldn't be. I know there's a little bit of bottleneck with his CPU, but it wasn't that bad. And he's like, yeah, I go, well, you've got a virus or something. And I guarantee that he downloaded the same cheat software that my son did. And because it was probably something they discussed and conspired on together. And I'm sure that's what I'll find on his PC as well.
I'd sit him down and teach him a lesson. That's what my parents did with me. They sat me down and it was like, it's trying to remove everything. I had to sit there with them and deal with it and hear about it the whole time. And tell you what, never again. Because all I wanted was to watch Harry Potter. And so back, like way back then, you had like downloaded in 6 parts. But anyway.
Well, I heavily segment my network for this reason. So his computer is on a different network segment. And he can't necessarily communicate with the computers on the other network segments. So mine are on a different segment for that reason, because I let him have admin access to his own PC so he can, you know, install games and whatnot. Doesn't have to keep calling me for the password. I told him, I said, from now on, you ask me for every program you install, you gotta ask me, because I'm not gonna be wasting my time, because this is my gaming time I'm using now to clean up your PC.
You should have told him, if there's something out there that says that, hey, we can make playing this game easier for you, don't download the shit.
Right.
Because I guarantee you, if you want to do something in the game, just play it. It's that simple.
Well, I told him, I said, you know, if COD had caught this on your computer, they could ban your account from Call of Duty and you'll lose all your shit. He's like, oh, I go, yeah.
He's not going to get any better with a cheat too. So,
right. And it was just, it's like a auto clicker or something like that so that he can get more money in Roblox. I'm like, dude, don't do that.
Oh,
just don't do it. Half those Roblox servers are fucking, downloading malware to your PC anyway. So now that's why originally I had taken Malwarebytes off his PC, was because he couldn't play any of the Roblox servers friends were playing on, because it kept blocking it. And it's because half of them are just malware distributions platforms, basically.
Loading CRUD on the machine as they load in.
Yeah. So yeah.
We'll be right back.
Okay.
Yeah, I hammered into my son years ago when he was first getting into Fortnite. So he'd be watching these TikToks and Instagrams, and they'd all be talking about, oh, do this for free V-Bucks. And I would hammer it into him. Nobody does anything for free. Where's the money and where are they getting it from? And all this stuff. Oh, well, I need to go do this. I need to go to that. He's like, no. That's how you get your account scammed. Once your account's scammed, it's gone forever. I can't do anything, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
And I mean, I hammer this in every single day. And I said, every time you look at someone saying free V-Bucks, you come show it to me and we'll talk about it. And so there was easily like half a dozen in the first 2 months that we went through. And I'm like, how do you think that he's going to give you these V-Bucks? Where do you think he's getting from? What does he get out of it? Why would he do this? Why is he just going to give you free V-Bucks? What's his job? Well, his job's a YouTuber. All right, so he gets paid to make videos. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So then he's not doing this for free. No. So then where do you think he's getting money from? And all this stuff. And I don't know if it made a difference, but thankfully so far it's been good.
Cool. Curlin, how was your week?
Oh, it's standard fare stuff. I just got back from seeing my fiance or my stepson and out in Mississippi. And he's a Fortnite kid, and he keeps kind of slickly asking for V-Bucks. And I'm like, listen, bro, we're not buying that shit. Like, we're just not. He's like, but I like Deadpool. I want to play with as Deadpool. I'm like, it's like you do realize that the money that you spend in that game, you can get a whole nother game for it, right? He's like, yeah, but Deadpool. I was like, they make a whole Deadpool game. Like, yeah, have you thought about that? Well, but I want to play as Deadpool. I'm like, no.
Yeah, it's hard to make him understand.
Right. But other than that, you know, we played some Borderlands 3 on Xbox, and we did some cross-platform World War Z on my laptop and his Xbox, and we also played some Halo 5. And I've been goofing off with this game called Observation, where you're like this chick on a space station, and there's like an explosion. So you like you don't control her, you control like Hal. On 2001.
Yeah.
So you're like the ship station AI or whatever, and you gotta figure out what the hell happened and how did she get where she got him. It's a little slow, but you can tell that it's kind of like one of those storytelling games. It's pretty neat though. I like it. I got to finish it up.
Cool.
But other than that, that's pretty much been the week.
Whitney, how about you?
My week's been generally pretty boring, but I did finish BioShock. I am very happy about that. I was kind of thinking about it. I was like, wait, I never actually finished the game. So I enjoyed it. It was a good story.
What'd you think of the ending?
I got the ending where the girls go up and they end up living like good lives and get married and everything. And that like was a really good ending. I liked that. So, I would play it again to try and get
Bioshock. You're playing.
Yeah. The first one.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Remastered, but the first one.
Got it.
Wait, you finished it. Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah. And how did you like that little twist in the end?
Which one? Cause I was playing.
She was playing the first one.
Yeah.
Not the third one.
May I kindly?
Oh, yeah. Would you kindly? That was a good twist. Because I asked because I played it and I got really close to the end and then I stopped for a few months and I completely forgot that I didn't finish the game. I liked it. It was really good. Would you kindly? Because you keep hearing it. And it's a phrase you keep hearing, like even through BioShock Infinite. I think there was a few references to it. Mm-hmm. But it was good. I enjoyed it. Now I need to play 2. And then I've been playing quite a bit of Legends of Runeterra. I've been playing ranked, and I got up to silver. The highest so far has been silver 2, and then I fell back down. And right now I'm sitting at silver 3. So with any luck, hopefully by the weekend, I want to hit gold. But that's been it.
Cool. Well, there really wasn't much news this week. There was a little news. Fall Guys Season 2 is going to drop next week. I know a lot of people are playing Fall Guys. I haven't played it or checked it out yet. It looks like a Pokemon game to me, but I guess it's more like not Pokemon, but what was that game we used to play at the LAN parties with the guys that would fight, and it was a real heavy physics game. Crap.
Gang Beasts?
Yes, Gang Beasts. So I guess it's more like Gang Beasts than Pokemon.
I think of it more as a non-violent battle royale where you're not killing people. It's just like you got to survive or make it through the obstacles and whatnot. It's fun. I haven't played it, but it looks super cute.
Yeah, it's another good family game.
It's a cute physics game for sure, where it's, you know, it's incorporating a lot of movement and in-game physics. Let's see. World of Warcraft Shadowlands has been delayed, if you care. I don't.
Probably for the good.
Yeah.
I'm happy to see him do it because if they released it and it's just an absolute train wreck, I can't see the franchise going much further in terms of expansions because it hasn't been going so well for them.
Yeah.
So I'm happy to see them take this step. And it was supposed to release on October 26th, but it's going to be delayed till later sometime this year, and they haven't released a date for that.
Yeah, it says this from the Blues News, dated October 1st, so this could be older news. In the meantime, they're excited to announce that October 13th, we will be releasing the Shadowlands pre-patch. So I guess that's the events leading up to Shadowlands.
Mm-hmm. I gotta say, I'm more surprised these days when games release on time rather than when they're delayed. I'm not shocked when they're delayed anymore.
I'm fine with them being delayed. I'd rather they get it right than, you know, have issues.
Same.
Yeah, totally.
Because it ruins the experience for you.
Absolutely. No one wants to play your broken ass game.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
When's Cyberpunk coming out? That got delayed again. Was a new release that set or just later?
I stopped checking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was an interesting. I don't have an article to cite this, so you just have to.
You talking go about on my them memory. Going back on their crunch thing? I had saw yeah. a similar article about that too, and I was gonna put it in the notes, but it was kind of unconfirmed.
There's a tweet or something or a memo about. Well, when we said that, that's what we believed.
Yeah.
So now 6-day work weeks, but their retort as well was all overtime will be paid as per agreements or whatnot. So I'm hoping that, you know, it's CJ Project.
CD Projekt Red. Yeah. I don't think you can ever, in any big project, I don't see how you could ever totally eliminate crunch and still manage to have a... or be able to give some kind of production deadline, you know?
It used to do it all the time with their we'll release it when it's done thing.
Mm-hmm.
You would think that if anyone would be in a position to do that now, it would be CD Projekt because they own the studio and they distribute their own stuff. So they're not held to any publisher or anything, so
right, but we don't know what their financials are like.
Nah,
I'm hoping healthy.
Me too. So this game is still alive and kicking around, and I've hopped into Team Fortress before during the holidays because it's fun at Halloween. I like it when games do like a Halloween theme for the holidays, and Team Fortress is one of those that does that. Team Fortress 2 Scream Fortress 7 begins. So it features 4 new community maps, Megalo, Bloodwater, Hassel Castle, Mulder Grove, added Wicked Windfall case, contains 22 new community created cosmetic items, has a chance to give 1 of 6 community created Halloween restricted items, has a chance to give taunt I don't know what that word is, I wonder if they still have the Headless Horseman in the game, because that was fun when I was still kicking around. I can't believe that this game's still going. How old is Team Fortress 2? Like, it's got to be like 15 years old now, right?
So it's at least 13.
13, yeah.
At least, yeah.
So
for some reason, 2007 comes to mind.
People were complaining about the Call of Duty download. When I had Team Fortress still installed in my game, there were constant updates to it, and it was a pretty big file. Team Fortress 2 takes up quite a bit of space on your hard drive. I don't remember how much, but it took up quite a bit of space.
Boom, I was right. October 10th, 2007.
Cool. Yes, that's a pretty old game.
It's almost, it'll be, what, 13 years old in a few days?
Yeah, it still has a pretty good following. Speaking of Valve and Steam, they've announced their sale dates. The Steam Halloween sales, October 29th through November 2nd. The Autumn sales, November 25th through December 1st. And the Winter sale will be December 22nd through January 5th.
I'm not looking forward to it.
Nothing on your wish list? I don't have much on my wish list right now, so...
My problem is now it's... So now you've got your Xbox Ultimate Game Pass or your Xbox PC Pass. You've got your Humble Bundle Monthly. You've got your Epic Games giveaways. I can't tell you the number of times I've purchased a game and even just a year later that it's come out free. So if it's not a game, I'm literally going to install right now and play. I don't know. Like GOG had another sale on just the other day. So last week we were talking about the Castlevania stuff and I had that in my car and I'm like, oh, I should grab this. And I'm like, why do I grab, I literally put together an entire arcade PC that I can go and do all the whole emulation bit. Like I want to support GOG. So I'm like, oh yeah, yeah. And then I had another game in my cart. I can't remember what it was off the top of my head right now. Grim Dawn was on sale. They had the definitive ultimate edition. And I'm like, oh, I should grab this. It's a looter shooter, Diablo style type stuff. And I'm like, oh, I should grab this. And I'm like, if I'm not going to literally download and install it immediately, don't waste your money.
Yeah, that's kind of where I am with it too, to be honest. Because, like you said, I get so many titles from other places. And plus, like for the end of this year, there's so much hardware that I want. I'm like, the games will go on sale again. So
I can't. Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, I don't really have much on my wish list these days. I still have a backlog of AAA games that I need to play.
Yeah, I mean, I'd love to play the new Star Wars game. But if I'm not going to literally install it right now and play it right now, No.
Well, that's why I bought it, because I'm playing it. Actually streaming it, too.
That's where I'm at. Like, I have way too many games I need to play through, so I'm not even thinking about Steam sales. And every once in a while, like, because my friend does a Humble Bundle or something, if they don't want a game, if I want it, then if I'm going to play it, then yeah, that's what happened with Call of Cthulhu. So that's the goal, is if I'm going to play it. But other than that, I have way too much shit to go through.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was gonna say, like, I don't have a topic for this. Maybe we'll keep it for whatever. I'll go right now. So I went through over the last week all of my Humble Bundle subscription stuff, all the games that I've got, because I never choose them right away anymore. I'm like, because I've got literally so many games, and I was like, you know what I need to do? I need to start selling some of these off. Some of these games that I'm never gonna play. Well, guess who got their account banned? Sorry, suspended.
Oh, you did, huh?
And I didn't have a clue.
I'm for like, reselling keys?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I'm like, I purchased the bundle. Now I'm not going to use part of it. Am I not? And no, in Canada, we do not have laws good enough. If I was in the UK or Australia, I'd send them a flipping bird and say, hey, yo, why don't you look at where I'm at in the world and go get bent? So now I'm of the mindset that I think I'm done with Humble Bundle. And I don't fault people for putting steps in place to stop scammers and cheaters and hackers and all this stuff, right? But when you're if you go and look on Reddit for it, like, you'll find 101 different cases. Reddit doesn't allow Humble giveaways anymore. They've got a big, like, their entire subreddit of Humble giveaways is suspended. On the Humble Bundle themselves, they've got a big disclaimer to say, hey, if you're going to do a giveaway, just be aware that you might get your account suspended.
Wow.
And so you have to imagine, like me, this is literally the first time I've ever sold a Humble key. And I think it was the third one I sold suspended.
I've never sold a key, but I've given away keys while streaming. Like, well, this is way back when, but I've gotten so many keys for games that, like, I'm not going to play or touch, that I rather give them to people that would play them or have an interest, and that's surprising.
I've never purchased anything on Humble.
I've given away a bunch of Humble stuff the first time around with the AFK podcast without issue. So that was 4 or 5 years ago, 3 or 4 years ago.
So did you redeem the key yourself, or did you send it like give to a friend or whatever?
So I went to, I got the key up on my screen, copied and pasted it, and sent it to the person. So I never redeemed it through the automatic redemption button. I just view key, copy, and send.
Mm. Yeah, I used to have a separate account on Steam just in case. And remember when Steam used to let you keep games in your inventory, and I would pick up, you know, 3-4 copies of a game on a sale, keep it in my inventory, and then give it away in the podcast. And I would do that on a separate account just for giveaways. So I was always worried, you know, in the back of my mind that, you know, they're going to suspect me of reselling the keys or something, or reselling the games to someone in Australia or something like that, where they're more expensive or they can't get a certain game. But I didn't know that Humble had that restriction. It must be in the terms of service. I've never really messed around with Humble. it never really, the games they put on there never really drew me in. It's just not the kind of games I play.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not a lawyer, but when they say the keys are for personal use only, I don't know. I mean, I went and I looked and I tried to find the not for resale, not for redistribution, or something more specific.
Well, it's not like you're a business and you're buying the keys and selling them, you know? Speaking of Steam, they're doing their very first digital tabletop fest. So I thought this was pretty interesting. And here's a look at some of the games. They're going to have Plague Inc. Evolved, other SIDS or Other Side, Gloomhaven, virtual panel on games about Mars, virtual panel on Cthulhu games. Oh, crap. Those aren't games. Hold on. Let me redo this. So this is some of the activities they're going to be doing. Plague Inc. Evolved, where James Vaughn, game designer of the digital and physical version, plays the digital games board game scenario while discussing the design on both versions. Other Side, the tactical RPG blending strong art style, unique lore, and challenging technical gameplay presented by its art director and lead game designer. Gloomhaven is a live stream featuring the developers that will discuss upcoming content for the next major update of Gloomhaven's early access on Steam, and a virtual panel on games about Mars, where game creators will be joined by actual space agency staff and scientists to ask what games get right and what they get wrong about Mars, and a virtual panel on Cthulhu games, where some of the most notable Cthulhu-themed designers from digital and physical ask about the Cthulhu impact on such titles and more. So I just thought it was interesting. It's their first ever tabletop, you know, digital tabletop. I think that's going to be a thing moving forward, because it allows you to play with other people remotely, you know, and not be in the same room. Kind of like the Roll 20 and the Dungeons and Dragons type sites. So, Assassin's Creed Valhalla. Today, Ubisoft released Assassin's Creed Valhalla story trailer, a new podcast documentary series, Echoes of Valhalla, that gives insight to the Viking stories and highlights the historical inspiration behind the game. Do they have a release date on this?
Isn't it November?
I thought it was a launch date title.
The story trailer offers players a new glimpse of Elvor, a fierce Viking raider.
November 10th.
Torn between their duty to their brother Sigurd and personal quest for glory, driven from Norway by endless wars and dwindling resources, Elvor's clan must secure a future among the kingdoms of England. During their journey, Elvor will face powerful figures, including Saxon kings and the warmongering sons of Ragnar Lothbrok, as well as a mysterious growing threat bound to England's destiny. So, I don't know. That game sounds cool to me. I'm really looking forward to that one.
I would play it. I'm not a big fan of the Assassin's Creed games, but that's one I'm interested in.
Yeah, me neither. But I guess that, you know, the gameplay has changed so much over the years.
Yeah, it's changed a lot with these last two games. It's been kind of tough for me to get into them, to be honest. But whereas the other ones, I like those a lot.
I miss Prince of Persia.
Yeah. I'm curious to see how well it runs and if it has a benchmark. I'm pretty sure at some point it'll wind up in my account, because like they all do. I haven't actually bought a Assassin's Creed game in a while. So
this could be why I was able to sell my 2080 Super so quickly. NVIDIA delays the RTX 3070 launch to prevent another ordering mess. It's been delayed to October 29th.
Yeah, they did that on purpose.
Yep. But they promised more stock once it arrives.
Nah,
instead of five per store, it's going to be 10 per store.
Yeah, right.
No, they did this solely to try and throw out the rush to run out and buy RDNA 2, because it gets announced the day before. They ain't slick. Oh yeah, we're building up stock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So no one ever.
Now bots can have even more time to buy, Jerry says.
Can you imagine a company actually saying, you know what? You know, we're not going to sell it to you today because we want two to sell you tomorrow instead. I can't even.
Logan, you want to cover the October game releases?
Yes. So, Star Wars Squadrons came out already. Baldur's Gate, which was originally scheduled for September 30th, is coming out in 2 days. I'm torn on this one, because I was just saying I'm not going to buy a game unless I install it right away. But Baldur's Gate has obviously been a staple for a long time. I've done all of the Baldur's Gate, Icewind Dale, all of them. So, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. I'm always going to wait for the reviews, though, to see what happens. October 8th. I haven't heard this one before. I Am Dead, puzzle game type thing. No, not ringing a bell.
No.
Torchlight 3 is still on for October 13th. I'm curious. Not a day one buy for me. I loved Torchlight 1, and I just wasn't feeling the same for Torchlight 2. I don't know why. Maybe it got too steampunkish for me. I'm not entirely sure what it was. Anyone for October 15th? Age of Empires 3 Definitive Edition?
No, I'm not in an RTS mood.
Yeah, and just a ton of these are not ones that I've heard before. October 15th, Lucifer Within Us.
That piques my interest.
Which one is this?
Lucifer Within Us, just because I like dark games. That piques my interest. Yeah. I'm looking at the Steam trailer now, though, and the graphics look kind of mobile-y, so probably won't touch it.
And also October 15th, Raji and Ancient Epic. And I'll leave the rest for next week.
All right, Raji. Another one that looks like a mobile game. Actually, this one reminds me of Trine, kind of, with the art style.
I need to go install that. You were saying that a couple weeks ago, that the music really is a chill game.
Yeah, I actually downloaded the soundtrack. I purchased the soundtrack on Apple, on iTunes. It was so good. So, on to our streaming section, what we're streaming this week. The wife and I rewatched The Mandalorian season 1. Actually my wife and daughter. And then we also started watching the Star Wars Gallery episodes about the making of The Mandalorian, which were really cool. With a lot of behind the scenes stuff. So I highly recommend those too. This ahead of the release of the next season at the end of this month. And that's been it for me. What about you, Logan?
So I've still been making my way through Avatar, The Last Airbender. Super, super good. I know that you've heard me talk about like good story writing when talking about Star Wars Rebels and the Clone Wars. The story on this one is above average. Not like, whoa, so good. But the character development I find really interesting and really well done so far. And I don't know. I feel like it's at a high level. It's not a kid's kind of story development. The action is more kid orientated. The story is a little bit more kid orientated, but the character development I find is really, really mature, really interesting. My son wanted to watch Meat Eater, which was super interesting. So Meat Eater is following a hunter around as he goes out, kills, skins, butchers, cooks, and eats what he shoots. And I was super interested in this because my dad is a huge hunter and I hate guns. So it's an interesting, because my son's always like, well, why don't we go hunting? Why don't we go hunting? And I'm like, kid, like if you look at something and you're about to shoot it, it is entirely different than watching something like that on TV. And the very, very first episode, the very first time he shot something, my son was like, it's okay, it was gonna die anyways. And you could tell he was trying to reconcile what he was watching with himself. And I'm like, you know, I'll watch a few of these with you, but I think that this is one of the things that we're not gonna watch because I don't think it's in your nature, because it's certainly not in mine. Now I gotta be clear, like I don't mind it, right? Like he's shooting, butchering, eating, doing everything right himself. It's not trophy at all, zero trophy. And like I said, I was raised in a household which every Christmas we would have a rabbit pie, which is not just rabbit, but a lot of game and fowl and everything that my dad would have hunted and shot the season before. So like I'm used to seeing deer hanging in the garage, pheasants, quail, the whole nine yards. So it was a bit interesting. He's 12, so he's about that age, like, you know, I've got to start letting him figure this stuff out for himself too, rather than me just telling him. And also, I think last time I said I'm going back through the DC animated universe. So I'm going back and watching a bunch of the older movies. I've done 29 or 2009 Wonder Woman, Superman Doomsday, Justice League, New Frontier, Green Lantern First Flight, Batman, Gotham Knight. They are all mediocre at this point. I guess that they started getting good just at about 2010. You know, they're good enough back then. Like, I just watched just today, Batman and Superman Public Enemy. And it was a decent enough story. Great colors in the animation. But that's about it.
Cool. Whitney, what about you?
Oh, nothing particularly special. Just random movies and documentaries. Nothing worth really talking about, boring everybody with.
Carolyn, you've got the social dilemma down here. What's that about?
Yeah, so it's a Netflix documentary where they talk about how, like, the big internet companies, like, develop these algorithms to kind of keep you engaged with social media and how it affects the society and, you know, how, you know, people can buy influence to sway things a different way and all of this stuff that we've kind of figured out for ourselves. But like, they've had some of the engineers there that actually developed the stuff over time. And you know, they kind of demonstrate how it all works. For the uninitiated, it'll be pretty scary. Mm. But for people like us, we'll be like, sounds about right.
It's kind of what we thought they were doing.
Yeah. But it's still worth checking out if you have Netflix, though. So
when I get back on Netflix, I'm going to be checking that out. I've heard about it from somebody else, so I'm interested.
Right.
Yeah, that's going on my list, too.
Yeah, it's super interesting. There was a clip a while back, I think 2 years ago, that was making it rounds on Facebook about how Facebook uses your algorithm, the information it buys from your cell providers, the information it buys from Google, and what it does with that, and how you are, what's the word I'm looking for? The algorithm says, this is the kind of person you are. Mm-hmm. Here's your group, you know, your whole Venn diagram of your entire existence.
Yeah, they give you a score.
Data point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They also know who's cheating on who with who.
Yeah, exactly. I remember my first job ever. I was working for top three bank, and I was started working in one of their data analytics departments. And the first presentation that I had gone to was about a new policy that was enacted because we were facing a lawsuit. Because we had accidentally outed one of our customers as having an affair by mishandling their exact mailer. He had multiple accounts, Whoops. Which spanned multiple departments within our group, and we had sent the wrong mail to the wrong address. You know, from our perspective, everything was on the up and up. We did it exactly as he had it. But unfortunately, So
yeah.
It was interesting.
All right, so I got some community news this week. I'm working towards making our Discord a partner server to help grow our community. You can help if you're a member of our Discord server simply by recruiting friends or spending more time on the server. Becoming a partner server allows us to be listed and in their discovery algorithm. So that helps us get more people on the server and make more friends. And have more people to play with. I'm going to start streaming daily since I'm, you know, I have the time now. Probably for at least an hour every day. Right now I'm playing through Star Wars Squadrons, which has been pretty fun. I've got a couple videos up on my YouTube channel or right here on this Twitch channel if you want to take a look. And this could lead to additional podcasts and small niche shows. I'd like to start up News IRL again, which was something I did try out for a couple weeks. Once I get DaVinci Resolve down and I can get these videos out quickly, without too much work, frankly, I'd like to start News IRL up again, which was just like a daily news brief. We'd cover the day's top news, not go into detail. Just basically give you the headlines. And I'd like to turn that into a podcast version too, where it's just, you know, the audio version of what the video version is. That's about it for community news. We don't closely monitor Twitter anymore, so if you want to talk about games or interact with us, join our Discord. That is our home for the AFK podcast community. Anybody got anything else before we get out of here?
Not really.
Okay. You can find the AFK podcast at theafkpodcast.net. There you'll find links to our Twitch stream, YouTube, and Discord. And like I said, join our Discord for more PC gaming and hardware discussion. And so for me, for Curlin, for Logan, and for Whitney, thanks for being here. We'll see you next Sunday.
Peace.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you, Jerry and Drizvolta, for being in the chat with us tonight.